In this bulletin, the Chinese embassy hits back at claims Australia's push for an international inquiry has been vindicated. Australia's national coronavirus death toll reaches 100, and the International Cricket Council suggests a change to the rules which ban saliva from being used to shine balls. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Chinese embassy has lashed out at claims Australia's push for an international probe into the coronavirus pandemic has been vindicated, labelling it a joke. China agreed to support an investigation after more than 110 countries co-sponsored a motion at the World Health Assembly overnight. The WHA draft resolution calls for an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation of the international response to the pandemic, which senior government figures are calling a win for Australia. But China's embassy in Australia says the resolution is completely different to the federal government's proposal of an independent international review. And US President Donald Trump has released the full letter addressed to the WHO outlining serious concerns about its coronavirus response. Mr. Trump is threatening that unless the World Health Organization makes substantial improvements over the next 30 days, the US will make a temporary funding suspension permanent. On Monday, the WHO agreed to launch an independent probe into the international reaction to COVID-19 after more than 315,000 deaths globally. Another resident from Sydney's Newmarch House aged care home has reportedly died, becoming the 100th coronavirus death in Australia. Several aged care homes in Melbourne have entered lockdown after residents also tested positive, then negative to COVID-19. Villa Maria Aged Care Home in Bundoora and Hammond Care's Caulfield Village facility are both centres taking precautions. Victoria's Deputy Chief Health Officer, Dr. Annelise van Diemen, says contact tracing and cleaning are taking place for these at-risk facilities.
A subsequent negative test doesn't negate the first positive test. So we work closely with our laboratory colleagues, and any positive test is considered to be a positive test. So we assume that that was correct under advice of the laboratory experts.
And Victoria has recorded 6 new coronavirus cases, but no further COVID-19 deaths. Since the start of the year, the state has achieved more than 358,000 test results. And from next month, 20 people will be permitted inside restaurants, cafes and pubs, with more patrons to be allowed in July. And the Queensland government is fast-tracking roadworks across the state worth $400 million, stating it's taking responsible steps towards a statewide rebuild. The state hopes its accelerated program will improve job figures and the wider tourism industry, which is suffering because of the coronavirus pandemic. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state government has consulted with local mayors about the plans and listened to their feedback.
Queenslanders work best when we work together, and today is sending a very strong message to Queenslanders that we are all here for you. We are going to get through this. We have done a terrific job in combating the virus. We have kept our numbers incredibly low, but we have to listen to the health advice in terms of lifting our restrictions to go through the path of recovery.
In other news, New South Wales police say they're keeping an open mind as they investigate a house fire that claimed the lives of 2 children at Batlow yesterday. The 3-year-old twin girls were pulled from the house but couldn't be saved, while police say the children's mother and sibling were locked outside at the time. Superintendent Bob Noble says it's a tough time for the family and the wider community, but he won't yet speculate about whether the blaze was suspicious.
There is a community that is severely affected by the deaths of these 2 young people. They were babies, they were twin girls, and it's a community that's been through devastation of recent times with bushfires. Many homes were destroyed already early this year in the bushfires that surrounded and crept in.
To sport, and the International Cricket Council has recommended a change to the rules to ban saliva from being used to shine balls. The ICC's Chief Executives Committee will meet next month to consider the change. Cricketers have used saliva and sweat to shine one side of the ball, which changes its aerodynamics and enables pace bowlers to generate movement in the air. The ICC wants to outlaw the use of saliva because of the dangers of transmitting COVID-19. Let's take a look at the weather for tomorrow. Partly cloudy in Perth, where it'll be 20 degrees. Showers increasing in Adelaide, 16 for you. Much the same for Melbourne, also 16. Showers as well for Hobart, 16 there as well. A shower or two for Canberra, 15. Partly cloudy, 23 in Wollongong. Much the same for Sydney, 24 for you. Sunny in Newcastle, 24. 25 degrees in Brisbane, and a shower or two for you. In Cairns, much the same, 28. And 34 degrees for you in Darwin, where it'll be a partly cloudy day. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and this is the latest SBS News.